Randy. Control tower to Reb Yaakov coming in for landing. Use the northwest land, landing. What is it?
Landing. You just say that you're coming.
Okay. Who's listening to us tonight?
Well, this is, we're changing how we record Shirim.
Uh-huh.
Instead of having a little MP3, we're going to do it on the phones and then upload the phones.
And then what?
And then upload the recording from the phones. That's what the idea is. That's what the concept is. We'll see if it works.
Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome, Aboyim. It's a big simcha tonight, Rabbi Say, huh? Maybe a triple simcha tonight. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Ato Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehachol Nieh B'Roi.
Amen.
Okay, so we say Baruch Hashem. Tonight we have the triple simcha. First of all, tonight's the beginning of our Zman, of our season, right? So it's one thing, and it's El, the beginning of El. Also, we had a shtickle lapse, you know, since we got together last time. Last time we got together, a pretty long time ago. So itself is a simcha to be with you once again together. And Rav Hashem will bless us that we should be able to continue. Rav Hashem will continue. Rav Hashem, our holy group. Bizajin Svansik, at least. We always start off with thanking the Bori Olam that we have this mokom here to be together. You know, we take it for granted. You know, it's not such a packed shul here now that, you know, that we manage to squeeze in. We say, you know, it's a Baruch Hashem, a beautiful shul, a lot of room. So, you know, why not, you know? But we believe Bamuna Shalema that every time a group comes together in a certain place, we have a Kabbalah that is a special hashkacha on that. So whenever a group has to get together in a certain place in a certain time, so if you're able to do it in a certain place, there's special hashkacha for that. In other words, it's not that, you know, it's a shul and we have to have a group and there's room, so why not, you know, like, nothing special about that. But I'm telling you, there is something special about it. And the fact that we're able to be here tonight in this place, this special hashkacha for this. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. You know, it's not just a place, it's beautiful, light, and clean, and nice, Baruch Hashem. Also, the group itself is a special hashkacha. In other words, the fact that the Bunshin puts into the heart, into the cheshek, into the inspiration of the people that are here tonight, that itself is a special shekhi tishmaya. So we thank the Baruch Hashem for the mokon, people all together, and he works on that. We should be able to, like you say, grow together, shtay together, we'll have a ratzon lishmoya v'lasos l'kayim. We should do it, you know, and be kind of shleimus because simchas achayim amiti. Okay, Rabbi Say. So here it is. Elul is the it's the fast season. That's the season that Nisan is like for Yisiat Mitzrayim, and Tishrei is like for Sukkot and. The Sukkot and the Minan, and Elul is Evadim, working on ourselves. That's the main theme of Elul. So this is what they call it. This is our season, I would say. So I think firstly it's kedai to try to understand what is Elul, what's the mile of Elul. You know that everybody always talks about Elul, Neil Daidi, the Daidi Lee. They got the old Elul cry, Neil Daidi, Daidi Lee, the cry, the cheer, the Elul cheer, the Odi Lee cheer. What is it? What do we have from it? And what's the Elul of it? The Odi Lee. So if I say, I think to crystallize it, maybe you say that. Elul is a time that the special Siyata Lishmaya, the Shemayim, special divine help for all areas of history that the person aspires for during the year. And he yearns, like he wishes he had a little bit more Siyata Lishmaya to help him. If it's in Sur Meira, right, when I say Kay, but he wishes he had like a little bit more. Help me, because Baruch. So I think that's what Elul is. Everything said and done. Elul is a time that you have that special shaykh of Shmaya from Kodesh Baruch. It's like maybe I'd give a mushel that, chutzaris, you have 110 volts electricity, and in Eretz Yisrael you have 220. In Elul you got 5,000. You got a lot of volts. You got a volt. In America, I think the New York subway system has 500 or 700 volts. Gotta watch yourself. In New York, don't touch the third rail while you're touching one of the other rails. I think it's like 500 volts or something. But here, it's 5,000 in Elul, this special power that you have. But you have to. That's, I think, the Doidi Li. The Doidi Li is that Hashem is there, giving us this special power, this special koyach. But you have to focus on it. It's not just there. You have to think that I have a certain midah that I'm nichshel in, and I want to have Siyata Dishmaya Makadosh Baruch Hu to help me with it, and do something about it. And you see that there's special safety Yishmaya, Rabbi Say. But, it makes sense, Rabbi Say, that because Baruch Hu gives his extending hand to the, it's Doidi Li, but the person is Anilu Doidi. You have to, start off with Anilu Doidi. And then you have the Doidi Li, Rabbi Say. But there has to be an initial incentive from the person himself to the Bnei Shalom. That's an either deity, and it's followed by Hakadosh Baruch Hu extending his hand to us. The deity lead. Of course, it's to be also he's there. If you try, to be mechaven, so he's there. He's there with you, even more intensely. So that's Elul, Rabbi Say, and all through the barrier, so Klai Yisrael, all through the years, Klai Yisrael always, all over the world, they were intensive avoider in Elul. The Sephardim, in the Sephardish countries, and the Hasidish places, and the Litvish places, Ashkenazim, the Ashkenazim in Germany, Oberland, and all over the world, we said there was a special intensive preoccupation in the Avodas Hashem. People took upon themselves, made all kinds of Kabbalah in Elul, even though during the year, you can't just make Kabbalahs. Like, in Kleistro, there's such a thing as, there's a limitation. Like, a person wants to be machmir. So in the community, the Rav is secret with that, that the person is being machmir so too much. So they wouldn't allow it. Even in the Gemara, I'm sure the other probably one time I learned it, the Gemara in Bava Kama, that brings a story. It was just brought out of Bucha, but they wanted to bring a riot to a certain to the sugya in the Gemara there. So it's interesting. They brought a riot from a story that happened that there was an individual that he put on special shoes that they wore, for the Chum Beit HaMikdash. So they had time on him. Who were you to put on those shoes? They want to put him in jail. First of all, Stam is a murder for Kiddush, that they put you in jail for divers. Such a double color as an oi, and for such a thing, they would put you in jail, So, he said, Gabba Rabba on her. What do you mean? I'm the Tamil Chacham. Ask me something. So they asked the Makasha, and that was connected with the sugya that in the Gemara there. So that's why they brought the story Agaburcha. But it's amazing. It's just like it was a tangent. The Gemara went on a tangent to bring this riot that they asked him. But it's a marvelous story, right? That the person put on shoes, for a Chur Beis HaMikdash, and it's a marvelous thing, Fantastic thing. Who are you to put on these shoes, Like, I have to be somebody. I want to mourn for Yerushalayim. Who do you think you are, mourning? It wasn't something that everybody did. So you have to, if you want to do something exceptional, you have to be a Talmud Chacham. It's amazing, though. The concept in Klal Yisrael. I'm just saying, during the year, that's the way it was in Klal Yisrael. That they Rabbanim kept an eye on the community, always, all kinds of things. But this is one of the things that somebody got out of hand, and not that they were doing avarice, but they were being machmir. Could you imagine that? For Christ's sake, that first of all, the hashkafa in Klal Yisrael and the concern that the Rabbanim had, over the community. We're on the subject, I really shouldn't deviate because I have too many things to do tonight. But anyway, Rav Miller used to say over a story, I think, from Rav Yisrael, whatever it is, that is before that stores had what do they call it? Windows, store windows, So there was a butcher, in a certain town, I don't know where it was, and he put the meat in the window. That was a chiddush. Like, it seemed that up to them, that they didn't do that, when the town they didn't have it. It was a chiddush, a store window, which is a major tool for advertising. So this storekeeper got this idea. He made a store window. He put delicious cuts of meat as a butcher in the window. So one of the gedolim was the rav there, maybe Israel. So I don't know, but the kids there, but the rav in the town there, asked him to do it. Why? Because you're not giving a person the chance, you shove into his face, delicious steaks. So, like, a person has to have, a choice, okay, he has a tiger, he wants to go to a butcher to buy a steak, okay, but to stick it in the window, to entice his tiger. I mean, the point I want you to bring out is that you see the Rabbanim were concerned about this also. They had a general concern over Klal Yisrael, even a thing like this. Anyway, Rabbi said the kids are. I was saying that Klal Yisrael machmir during Elul. Nowadays, we don't have this in all our Gedolim agree. I mean, I shouldn't say all our Gedolim, but our Mahidim agree that this, in this time of point of time, it's really not Kedai, like they did years ago, to make a whole upheaval in your life and to change things and make all kinds of Kabbalahs. We don't do that to, you know, nowadays, but at least, as I say, you should try to at least keep your Madrega where you are, not to have a Yerida, you know. But what I wanted to suggest for tonight, the first Ugda, is that at least we should, all of us, make some kind of a Kabbalah. Not a big Kabbalah, a teensy Kabbalah, a small Kabbalah. But it should be something mamoshistic and mashmoistic and mamoshistic. Mashmoistic meaning that it should be something that has meaning, you know, like some area that we feel that we have to have chizuk in, each one of us, in our own personal lives. Some of us, you know, sometimes in the show, Kaz, Chas V'Sholem, whatever it is, we should make some kind of a Kabbalah. An example would be, let's say for Kaz, when you walk into the house the first 5 minutes, you should be extra careful about, like Kaz. Walking the street, some people have no Shmir Zainayim, so first few minutes be extra careful about, walking in the street, eyes. Each person who feels their own avoda should pick some kind of area, issue, and make it at least a small Kabbalah, you know. You should try to do it tonight, the way say. And you say, well, I have to think it over, what the best option is. So, it's better to do it tonight. It doesn't have to be the most best. And if you decide afterwards that you want to change it, so you have my permission to change it. But try to do it tonight, Rabbi. So that's number one. Number two, Rabbi say, I'm sure all of us here agree together, including myself, that it is very difficult to be married.
Right.
I'm happy that you mentioned that. Just a little Kabbalah. Secondly, Rabbi, I'm sure all of us here share the same feeling that it's difficulty of feeling the elul, you know, that as much as we'd like to, feel it's elul and feel something. I can testify to you, Rabbi Say, you have the testimony of an aid effort that in 1957, Tafshin Yud Zion, I went into the Mir Yeshiva in America. I graduated high school and I went into the Mir Yeshiva in America. And I can tell you, we felt something. We felt something, something concrete. I can just tell you that we felt it. We felt it in the ear, like some kind of electricity in the ear that you're magus, everybody say. Be able to tell your grandchildren, someday your great grandchildren, that somebody testified to you that this. Anyway, everybody say, so a suggestion for us to try to to capture some aliyah, a spiritual, a ruchnistic aliyah. So we have our old formula that we use here. Shachris, Shachris, Sita Dizimah, and Bikus Bishma, to try to say it with more enthusiasm, say it with Kavana, say it, with Elibus, slowly if you could, Rabbi Say. That's an instantaneous formula to feel an Aliyah in Ruchnius, using the Sita Dizimah tool. Just as a general tool to get us into the ruchnis to the mode, somebody says. Of course, you have to give yourself time. I don't know.
Get too early.
What?
Yes. Get early.
Right, exactly. Right. I don't know how much they, the time they allow here, in the shul, to get the dinner. I know in the yeshivas years ago, when I was, many, many years ago, when I was above the yeshiva, they used to have 18 minutes, to get the dinner. That's without the Krishna. tremendous, but there was a machlokes in front of it. I think that the Mashkiach still wanted 19, and the Kohen of Yeshiva wanted 18 or something, you know, like a machlokes between 18 and 19. You know. And today in the Yeshiva they have it for 15 minutes. Like, that's considered like a lot of time, 15 minutes. And somebody that, you know, witness that, you know, in the yeshiva they used to have 18 minutes, you know, today it's 15. I don't know, in the shul around here, what is the average?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, down to 10.
That's not including carbonos. That's not including carbonos.
Right. Just saying for yourself, you know, listen, if you can say it, you know, there's 5 or 10 minutes, but I know that in yeshivas there used to be 15, it used to be, I used to feel even 18 minutes wasn't enough, you know, and now in yeshivas, all yeshivas they have a 15, you know, like, I guess they improved themselves, now they could say, anyway, but Rabbi say, whatever, I'm just saying everybody use your own discretion, but, you know, have in mind to do it, you know, to inspire yourself with the Dimmer and the Christian. I would also make a suggestion, very quickly, that to make some kind of a Seder in Hilchot Kriya Shofar, you know, if you can make a Seder every day in the Gemara, in the Rashi, in the Sefer Russia, that Lamed Gimel on the stage. So the reason why I'm suggesting it, it's not so that you should be familiar with the Shofar, which is not a bad idea, but knowing the background of Machlokes Tanoim will give you a different picture completely when you're in shul and you're blowing Shofar. Okay? So most of the people, even I know Thomas or Thomas, they don't really know what's going on. They just haven't asked. Listen, leave it up to the Rav and to the Makri. They know what they're doing, and just listen. I haven't asked to be Yaitse, you know, a general dance. Whatever I hear, I'm Yaitse. Whatever sound I hear, this kind of sound, that kind of sound, Yeshima Achas, great Yeshima. I just have to ask to be Yaitse, whatever I hear. It's also good, but if you know what's going on, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Braisa, the Babohu, the Rishonim, Yeshima Achas, great Yeshima. It's a different scheme in the Mishnah. But I'm not suggesting it because of that, which I say again, it's a good idea. The reason I'm suggesting it is because when you go into the, you know, to the tzikias, so it makes it the ruchnius of it, I'm talking about, that makes it a realism that Russia is coming up, you know, it makes it something. Sensory perception that you feel that it's always, you know. So that's why I suggest it. But I say for a few minutes every day, make a Seder and see it. Okay, Rabbi Shai. So make it, first of all, think about Elul, like we just spoke about before, the significance of it, right? Make a Kabbalah, that's very important. Also, just the thought of what we spoke about, you know, when it is Elul. And a small Kabbalah, Sukkot de Zimra, and a Seder in the Tekiyah, as we say. Those three things.
Where is that tomorrow?
What?
Where is
the Gimel?
Okay, Rabbi Shai, huh? Everybody, it's clear. Yeah. Okay. Wish everybody Hatzlacha Gedolah, Rabbi Zev. Should all have a wonderful Elul. It should be a month of growth and accomplishment and Kibbutz Hashem, Rabbi Zev. It should bring bracha to all of you, right? Gashmi, Mukhni, Parnasa, good health, Nachas, Shalom Bayis, Rabbi Zev. Should all have Hatzlacha, you know, with the Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Zev. It's wonderful again to be back with you. Yeah.